The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. With a guide, for nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
If you looked at it as Argentina did it again, look what Messi did to bring them back, then you probably watched 28-3 here in town and said, man, look at Brady, the GOAT. Look what he did to bring the Patriots back to beat the Falcons. Or, this is for unbiased observers. Of course, if you're a fan of Argentina, you're going to think a certain way. If you're a fan of England, you're going to think a certain way. We'll play some sound. I think for the first time ever from English sports talk, because, you know, I do this. I don't ever think about other countries and how they do it. It just seems like a very American thing. But of course, there are other sports being played in other parts of the world. So, of course, they're going to have people who do this job. But it's just an American thing in my head. But thanks to, of all people, Matt Smith, the actor, known as Daemon Targaryen currently, he talked about his love of talk sport, which is where we're going to grab the sound from. And I started to listen on YouTube to those guys talk about this World Cup. And, of course, their country played in a semifinal yesterday that ended in disappointment for them, celebrations for Argentina. And for the unbiased observer, you just watched a compelling football match or soccer game, depending on how you like to say it. Back to the original thing I started the show with, I am someone who looks at, oh, you gave this one up. Not you faced off against the best player of all time, and he came through. You screwed it up. I think the Falcons screwed it up. I think England screwed it up for multiple reasons that have been discussed throughout the ensuing hours after the game is over. But let's hear from Jamie O'Hara. He is a English sports talk host for Talk Sports, and you're going to hear the passion of a fan of a country, not just a team. This country represents the team, and that's kind of how not only you get his reaction, but why it means so much to everyone. Okay, it's the national sport, but it also speaks to, who the country is. The representative of the country is this soccer team. And for about 55 minutes, they felt like they had played well enough to make a final. And then you had the the rest of the match and they capitulated. And let's hear him put it into words.
So you can almost accept it.
I know.
You're playing against Argentina. Yeah. You can't sit off for 25 minutes against Argentina. He absolutely bottled it. Thomas Tuchel's cost us the World Cup. He cost us the World Cup. We're 1-0 up. Played well first half. All right, cagey affair. We go 1-0 up. Be brave. Mm. Be brave, Thomas. This is what we brought you in for. We brought you in for this moment. We got rid of Southgate because he bottled it. Because he weren't brave. We brought you in for now to make that decision. We're 1-0 up in a World Cup semi-final. Bring on Rashford. Bring on Saka. And if they score, they score. But at least we're going to go down fighting. At least we're going to go down with some pride. We fell out of the World Cup in disgrace because of him. Because of him. And we brought him in for this job. This is what we brought him in for. To get us over this line. And it's the same old England. Same old crap. Same old guff. I have to watch every tournament that we're in. And it's the manager's tucked us up again. Tucked us up. We're dead on our feet. Got Morgan Rogers playing right wing. Jude Bellingham on the left. Brings on Nico Riley. We can't get out. Harry Kane's done nothing. He's dead. Nothing. Got nothing left.
I don't.
I can't believe it, Jace. Well, no. Jace, I can't believe it. No, it's a disgrace.
It
should be sacked. Get him out. Gone.
I totally agree.
You don't have to know anyone he's talking about, but you feel it. You feel what that meant to him and a lot of the country. You're throwing some added time. You are about 45 minutes away or so from getting to a World Cup final, the first time since 1966. And you don't go out on your shield. You go out soft. And that, after watching that game, is my biggest takeaway. Okay, you have a right to be fearful of Argentina and their ability to score an equalizer, maybe a winner. But at least force them to play through you in a way that's honorable. England drifted, fell off, didn't pose any threat from the substitutions to the philosophy. It led to a shooting gallery. And that game could have ended 4-1, how close Argentina was on a couple of other chances. It ends 2-1. And because of the substitutions that were very defensive in nature, they didn't even have the ability to, once it became 1-1, to pose a threat. And then when it became 2-1, they had nothing, no ideas were left. You heard O'Hara talk about dead on their feet. The attackers who they kept on the field were dead and were ineffective in putting any pressure on Argentine players around the box. It was a complete bleep show for England. We have it here with a prevent defense. You hear it all the time. I don't get it, man. You've played them. In fact, you had the lead. Keep playing the way you've been playing. And you wanna park the bus, as they say, the last 10 minutes? Okay, maybe you can hold off for 10 minutes. But to try to hold them off for the better part of 40 minutes of game time, no chance. No chance, and you saw it. That was completely, at least in my eyes, on England. I buy into Messi's greatness. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm not going to buy into, well, this was inevitable. They did things to lead to their own demise. And that is tough. We all know. We watch our teams play. And, yes, part of sports is you're going to watch your team lose a game. Because they're human beings and pressure can sometimes dictate the performance. But at least play in a way that I don't have to be ashamed. I found myself in the midst of it, because you always pick a side if I can in a match just to make it more interesting. Some people gamble. I pick a side. I try to get invested by picking a side. And for people who have listened to me over the last couple of weeks, whether it be on the morning show or this show, I ain't got no time for Argentina for multiple reasons. Some of it soccer related, some of it non-soccer related. But either way, ain't got no time for Argentina. I've been rooting against them this entire tournament. I got one more chance with Spain. We'll see if our Argentines can become one of the second nation to win two World Cups in a row in the modern era. I think Brazil did it right around the 70s, I think, and Argentina would be the second on that list. I got one more shot. So I rooted against them. And it felt inevitable as soon as I saw how England was trying to close out that match that at least one goal was going to be scored, and then they popped in a second. So I was upset for like 2 minutes after the match, and I realized I don't care about England either. I'm done here. I don't care. I immediately was like, you know what? Didn't happen to my team. My team embarrassed themselves a week ago. So it's cool. But for the better part of 2 hours or so, I was anyone but Argentina. And I'll do that again on Sunday, as it'll be Spain versus Argentina in the World Cup final. The stat, and there are a lot of them that depict how bad England was late. There's a stat out there, and for some of you who missed it, I get it. It was Canada versus Qatar. England, with their 12% possession over the final stretches of the game, the only team that matched or was worse at was Qatar when they were down to nine men against Canada, and that game ended 6-0. The only team in the World Cup who could match it was a team who had two players sent off. And England, at full strength, just backed away, backed off, and said, hey, Messi, take all the time in the world, all the space you need to find the angles and the passes to lead to our demise. And while they're out of the World Cup as far as trying to win it, they still have another game to go. They got to go play 2 days later in Miami, a place that they beat Norway in the quarterfinal in. They had to go play, and who knows how many guys who we saw throughout this tournament as far as main contributors will actually play when you only have 2 days of rest and you have the giant disappointment of losing the World Cup final. So Argentina moves on thanks to goals from Enzo Fernandez and Lautaro Martinez, who came in as a sub to put them over the top, and they get to go to NYC area. We all know where MetLife is in New Jersey, and Spain and Argentina will play for the world title. And if you don't know, one of the big things about this, beyond the fact that you have the South American champions versus the European champions in this, is the connection between Lamine Yamal and Messi. Now, they both play for Barcelona. That's one of the connections. There's also a photo from like 18 years ago or so where Lamine Yamal is a baby, and it's for UNICEF, and a young Messi is giving Lamine Yamal a bubble bath. It's for a UNICEF campaign. I forgot exactly why they chose this to be a way to promote the campaign, but it's a Messi in the middle of what would become a historic greatest of all time career, just happy, just apparently kind of baptizing a baby who happened to be Lamine Yamal, who he will see in a World Cup final. What are the odds, man? Unless Messi was like, if you just consider it was this one baby for this one ad, the fact that that baby turns out to be maybe the next great player in the world and they're going to see each other in a World Cup final, just insane. Wow. Just type in Lamine Yamal, if you don't know how to spell it, Yamal. That's his last name. And Messi, you'll find the photo if you haven't seen it. It's everywhere now because of this weird coincidence. I know the Argentines think Messi is Jesus or God himself, and he's baptizing a future young soccer player himself who happened to play for the same club that Messi made his name for. Maybe Yamal in 10 years is playing for Inter Miami too. I'm going to doubt that one, though. Oh, unless MLS reaches a point where I don't think it'll reach. If Lamine Yamal is circling around being the greatest of all time, maybe another MLS team brings him over to jumpstart their franchise like Messi did for Inter Miami. So there it is. We got the World Cup final set. We got one more game before that, as I said, Saturday. In any other circumstance, England versus France, amazing. Instead, we're going to get two teams who don't want to be there playing a game where, unless Mbappe plays because he wants the golden boot, or at least there's two different things. If you add assists, there's a different award. But I think the golden ball is for assists plus goals. I think golden boot, I'll look it up. But I think Mbappe is still in the running for that because Messi didn't score a goal He did have the assist. So maybe he plays to try to win that. But if not, it's likely you don't see Harry Kane. You don't see Mbappe. And maybe Bellingham sits it out too, who was seen slapping the back of a Spanish player's head late in the match. If you missed the video, you might have seen it on the regular broadcast. All you see is Bellingham slapping him in the back of the head. I think his name is like Barco or something. In the lead up to that, you see the Argentine player celebrating, of course, and then one Argentine player who didn't play comes up to Bellingham, daps him up, said, "Hey, good game, whatever." And Bellingham just standing there, so he was contemplating what happened, just chilling. And then like four Argentines are celebrating, then Barco comes over, and the implication is for some is that he said something in Spanish that he didn't think Bellingham would understand, and that's why he got slapped in the back of the head. Bellingham, playing for Real Madrid, understands Spanish and can speak it. We don't know that that's the case, but if you look at everything that led up to it, Jude graciously, you know, saying, "Hey, man, good game," to another Argentine just standing around. The other player runs up and then immediately goes over there and slaps him and then has a confrontation. And then you look at all the Argentine players who were there. Yeah, they broke it up, but they weren't like, "Hey, Jude, you're out of line." So who knows? That's a speculation. I don't know if we'll ever get really the real story, but that was something that came about afterwards. And before we go for this segment, I don't know that FIFA will do anything, but it would once – forget about Bellingham. They may not. He may not care, may not want to play in the game, the next upcoming game anyway. But this would – if they don't do something about what I'm about to talk about, it would really ratchet up the, favoritism for the Argentines. There was a sign after the game that said, "Las Malvinas son Argentinas," something along the lines. It is about the Falkland Islands and that war between the British or the English and the Argentines in 1982. It was a dispute over a territory that was under British rule. It was invaded by Argentina. Apparently, the people of that area, over 99% of them, after being like sent, maybe there was a poll or an official government mandate, said, we feel British. We want to be British. So it remains a British territory, but it is a contested piece of land that the Argentines believe should belong to them. So they had a sign that said, "Hey, that place is not the Falkland Islands. It's actually this, and it's Argentinian." FIFA has a rule against political statements. Players who have done this in the past have been either suspended or fined. Like a Korean player did it, and it was something to do with Japan. He, I think, was suspended. You've had other players, when they make political statements at FIFA games, either get a suspension or a fine. The UK has already come out and said, "Hey, FIFA, you have a rule against political statements. What are you going to do about it? There needs to be an investigation." We'll see. But if nothing is done, because there are several players who would be expected to play in the final holding up the sign. If FIFA does nothing, it's another thing on the side of, this is all about making sure Messi wins again. So we'll see. And Messi, after the game, said this was more about soccer. And that's likely one of the reasons why he said it. All right, we'll go to break with that. When we come back, we'll get into some things that happen on this side. Because when we, on at least things that we focus on more, normally it's soccer is a non-North American sport, at least U.S. sport. But the World Cup is here, so there's a major focus on it. We'll get into things we care about all the time. One of those is baseball. And while the Lance McCullers story broke yesterday, there's some more coming out of it after we left the air. So we'll get to that when we come back.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So when we left yesterday, it was Lance McCullers and Colton Gordon to Milwaukee for cash considerations. But that's not all the Astros got. They got a fielder, an actual fielder, like Prince Fielder's kid. he comes over from the Brewers as well. Lance McCullers waived this no-trade clause. He was approached by the Astros about it. It was his right to say no. He said he wanted to help the organization in any way he could, and the organization felt trading him was best for them, so he agreed to the deal. The Brewers are going to pick up $2.5 million of Lance's nearly $6.8 million remaining salary, so the Astros get a little relief there. We'll see if they use that relief to spur a move. Hey, we got a little bit more money. Maybe we make a move to bolster this roster. But at the moment, it is simply Lance McCullers out, minor leaguer, along with Colton Gordon, and minor leaguer Jaden Fielder, the son of Prince and the grandson of Cecil, in the door. So we'll see if he amounts to anything in the Astros organization. So that kind of wraps up all the logistics involving Lance McCullers and his move to the Brewers. And if he pitches for the Brewers, that would be great, particularly if this might be the final season for Lance McCullers as a pro. And I only make that statement beyond the fact that his contract is due to expire, but also, will he have an opportunity to pitch anywhere with baseball and a potential work stoppage that he and the rest of baseball have to deal with? So maybe the last we see of McCullers for a while, if he gets to pitch in the Brewers uniform. All right. So today's Thursday, which is not special in any way, except for it's the Odyssey Day. The Odyssey is now available to the regular folk. You don't have to be a reviewer. You don't need to work for a media outlet to get a look at Christopher Nolan's epic, which at one point had a 99% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know if that's still the case, but it was there when I saw it come across my timeline yesterday. We have an intern here who is a movie buff. Nicholas is his name. He is going to, I believe he told me, he's going to Austin because it has a true 70mm IMAX screen. Houston doesn't have the elite of the elite IMAX screens. They have a couple different ones. You have to make a choice. Like AMC 30 has what they call IMAX, but it ain't the top of the heap. There are other ones like Regal that is, I think it's off I-10, has IMAX as well. AJ's a movie guy. We talked about the Batman 2 being moved off its date thanks to a J.J. Abrams sci-fi movie that has Jenna Ortega and Glenn Powell in it. So from what I can tell, Chad Powers and Wednesday Adams got Batman out the paint, which is crazy to me that that Batman wouldn't take precedent over a J.J. Abrams movie. Who's, you know, he makes entertaining movies, but it ain't IP like Batman. And we're moving off the date we talked about yesterday. Now 6 years between the movies, which is crazy to me. So AJ, you searching out an IMAX, or are you going to, hey, whatever's convenient?
Definitely whatever is convenient. But yeah. I mean, I do like the Passion, though, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Nicholas comes in today, and he shows up for a shift today and tomorrow. Right. And he joined us now maybe a month ago now to talk about movies, which he told me he liked them. We had him on. I've driven to Austin because I missed out on a concert that was here in Houston. They're going to do a show in Austin, so I drove there for that because who knows when they'll be back in town.
Right.
Do I need to see the Odyssey on a special top of the top IMAX screen? And it would be great. I just can't see myself driving to Austin for it. Hell, I live in a place a lot of people don't want to go, League City. Not that it's a bad place. It's just outside the loop and down 45. And that almost feels like a different state for people at times, how they talk about it. Sean, chief among them. My local theater doesn't have an IMAX. I could go to AMC 30. That's not that far away. But even then, I normally make my decision either a matinee or late on Saturday night. I haven't driven AMC 30 in that scenario, like at late on Saturday night, since I worked at a pizza place, and the movie theaters were all closed by the time I got off. Only AMC was open for the latest of late night shifts. I mean, movie showing. So I don't know, man. It'll be all about either I drive home from work and stop and go see it.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going off of I-10 though.
Yeah.
I want the Odyssey's. I'm looking forward to it. I know the story, of course. There certainly will be some artistic license, I imagine, and it's getting good reviews. But a special screen? Nah.
Dark Cinemark 18.
I know. This is what I know.
Dark Cinema.
Yeah. A special screen? That's a decision I don't expect to make. Because I don't have a lot of experience watching stuff on IMAX anyway, so I don't know what I'm missing. Like, you can show me the tweet or the post where it shows the difference between the two.
Right.
I don't experience it in real life, so
yeah.
I'm not going to know what I'm missing. Certainly not the first time. I think I'll just go see it. And if I'm overwhelmed by people believing it's so much different on IMAX, which I doubt that I will be, I'll be fine. That's all. This is funny. Some of our interns aren't always in tune with some of the nonsense that our callers provide. So he got the name, but he doesn't understand anything the caller wants to talk about, so he just wrote no clue, which is honest, and I appreciate it. Now I know what I'm getting into. We'll get to that when we come back. You want to follow up the caller that confounded the intern? You can. The number is 713-780-3776. We'll talk more about the Odyssey tomorrow with Michael Carroll. He is the host of Comicast. He does that podcast with John Lee. I'll be out at East River 9. AJ and Michael will be back here. We'll do that. You guys know, 11:30 on Fridays with Michael Carroll. We'll see what he thinks about finding an IMAX theater to watch Christopher Nolan's latest epic. But we'll get to Ryan when we come back.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So this is pretty special. We got our intern who's been around for a while now, at least the summer, since the summer began. So he's answered phones, he knows the whole deal. The first call we're going to get to, he has no clue what this person wants to talk about. The second call, he knows what he wants to talk about. He just doesn't know his name. He doesn't know what the name is. So we'll see how this goes. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Deli Jelly?
It's not my
what's going
name.
On, hey, Jizzle?
Not his name either.
Hey, there's nothing special about this. There's two movies I got to watch over the weekend, and it is your name. Your name is Deli Jelly.
No, it's not, Ryan.
It is.
Get hung up on. Hey, Ryan, don't get hung up on. That's
okay,
all.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got to watch Project Hail Mary, which was pretty awesome, and Ready or Not 2, which I thought was pretty rad. I wondered if you got to watch those yet. Later.
Appreciate it. All. I won't say all love, but all fun and games with Ryan. I've watched both. Project Hail Mary, better than I thought it would be. I was a fan. It's now available, I think, through MGMT Plus or something. Or, excuse me, MGM Plus. I always screw that up. MGM Plus, I believe. And I also have seen Ready or Not 2. Ready or Not, the first, better. It's very hard to reimagine that concept. And they just made it bigger. Like, it's a movie about Ready or Not, it is a movie about a woman who marries into a family, and this family has made a deal with the devil, and they have, I don't know if they roll dice, but whatever, they spin a wheel or something like that, and if a game comes up, they all have to play a game because the company the family is in the board game industry. That's where they made their money, and they made a deal with the devil to do it, or a demon, however you want to describe it. If it rolls hide and seek, then you kill the bride. If it rolls any other, you just play the game and everyone's fine. And of course, it came up hide and seek, so they hunt the bride, because if they don't kill the bride, then they all die. That's the purpose. That, and then you see everything that happens. And as you can tell by it getting a sequel, the bride survived. I don't think that movie falls in the category of, hey, don't spoil it for me. It's pretty obvious from the jump. You don't need me to avoid spoilers. One's better than two. Two's entertaining. And they added a sister to the mix. It's fine. Two is fine. I think it's now available either on digital where you have to pay. I don't know if it's on a particular streaming service at the moment. But either way, I would recommend both. Project Hail Mary, if you like man overcoming, in this case, the elements of space and developing a unpredictable bond with an alien. I'm a fan of the aliens try to kill you. But Rocky's cool, too. I like a movie where you have to avoid aliens trying to take over the world or trying to murder you in space. But this one's not bad. Both available for your ability, for your pleasure if you want to watch it at home. You don't have to search out NIMAX for either one right now. Still considering The Odyssey. And speaking of that, that's what this call's about. Sorry, the intern couldn't tell me what your name is. You want to talk about The Odyssey? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Tyler.
Okay. That's pretty simple. I don't know why, yeah, and why that was confusing.
I think it's on Mary's actually on Amazon Prime.
Okay, so there it is.
Free too. Yeah. Now, I'm actually driving to Dallas to see it next week. I know it's kind of crazy, but I'm a teacher, so I have the summer off. And, you know, it seemed like a historical thing that's never been done before. And the Dallas theater that I'm going to is more of a true 70-millimeter IMAX compared to the one in Austin. So I just, from everything I've heard, it seems like it's going to be worth it. And, you know, if it ends up not being, then, I mean, it's no big deal. It's not a big deal for me to drive there. I mean, I'm never really going to have an opportunity to do that again, where a movie like this would come out in the summer where I can just get up and drive to Austin Dallas for the day to watch it. So I'll call back next week after I see it and let you know if it was worth it or not. I did have to get fourth row because that was all that was available. But as long as the seats are fine, that should be fine, I think. I saw Avatar in the IMAX at the Regal on the first row, and it was not a big deal. So I'm assuming it'll be fine, but I'll let you know next week.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Yeah, I've talked to Tyler a couple times, not on air, but he's made it out to a couple events for the station, so I've talked to him quite a bit. I recognize the voice, and when he told me he's a teacher, it really clicked in for me. And you mentioned Dallas. That's what Nicholas might have said. I don't remember. It could have been Dallas. I just know he was driving out of town to go see it. So if you missed the previous segment, we were talking about The Odyssey and the fact that we don't really have a true IMAX here. Not the ones where it is the top of the line. So you got to make a choice. And Tyler, being a teacher, has got the opportunity to go. I get it. Why not? As he said, it's the summer. You ain't doing nothing, at least not during the day. So he's going to go out there and see it. Yeah, let us know how it is. And since you have an experience, since you watched it at the Regal, I think, you can tell the difference. Me, I'm an IMAX novice. You could tell me it's anything. Like, oh, look, big screen. That's how I will respond to that. All right, we'll go to break. We'll come back with more. You certainly can join us. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to The Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We'll do this in the second hour because Bill Barnwell of ESPN talked to people around the league and put together an article about the value of the best players on NFL teams. how many picks would a team go for? How many first rounders? So we'll get to that. There are a couple quarterbacks at the top of the list, and if you know anything about how I feel, there's one guy I feel like is completely overvalued. But we'll get to that. We'll certainly do the Texans, and because AJ is here, we'll have him take guesses about some of the Cowboys' best players and see how many first round picks they're worth. But we'll do that in an hour or two. We'll close out the hour with this, and this question is more based on how you're raised. Who your parents are, what they taught you, and there may be, you know, a little bit of race involved in it as well. The if you eat fresh produce, you'll get explosive diarrhea question. Some people operate in fear. Some people operate with, that ain't gonna happen to me. I'll eat what I want. Where are you, AJ?
My parents tell me to be cautious.
The moment. Now they say, hey, if you wash it, you should be okay. If you cook it, high heat seems to take care of it, but there's no guarantees, particularly if you're just washing it. Like,
right.
Heat kind of protects you, but simply washing it, you might still have a problem. So, if I told you there is I won't give you a chance. It's better if you just think about it yourself. How likely it would be for you to get this awful thing. Fresh produce for the next 2 weeks. You in or out? I was going to say you could wash it. You might be fine. So will you wait till they all clear?
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, right. I was at my favorite Chinese place. And they have like this chicken broccoli dish. And it's a buffet style. I normally just go there. They serve like a vegetable medley as well, but I like the broccoli with the taste of, I guess you want to say, the chicken gravy, whatever you want to call it. I don't even get the chicken. I just get the broccoli out of it, make it a part of my to-go box. Not yesterday, and that's cooked.
Yeah,
I said not yesterday. I had to think about it, and I was like, nah, why take the chance? I'm sure it's fine. I didn't hear any reports about that place. People coming down sick, but I'm not taking a chance. Do I need, would I like the broccoli? Cool. But do I need it to take the chance? No. I have, and I'm in the real danger zone because I go to HEB and get a couple prepackaged kale salads. They say stay away from the prepackaged stuff right now. So there's just one sitting there. I love it. Throw on some vinaigrette. It comes with cranberries and some pepitos. I think that's what they're called. I like it. It's how I'm eating salads. The one way I don't really like Caesar salads. It's whatever. This is very simple. Cranberries, kale, you throw in your favorite salad dressing, and I'm good. It's a good salad. That thing's going to go in the garbage. Trash day on Saturday, it's in the garbage. I bought it. I always buy them. I buy two for the week. So I bought it with another one like last week, and I ate the other one. And it's a 2 to 14 day wait period, so who knows for me? Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, man.
Maybe I'm not at East River 9 tomorrow. Who knows? And if I'm not, you know why, and it's not a good reason why, at least not for my body and not for anyone thinking about what's happening to my body. But I'm not taking a chance. If I got away with it the first time, you're like, okay, you're fine. You never know which is going to be the bad batch. I'm telling you, HEB, you make a great prepackaged kale salad. I love it. But I'm off of it until I get the all clear. Some people are like, you know what? I don't care. Like, I was at the Chinese place. It was everything that you're supposed to do. I assume they washed your stuff, whatever. But it was also cooked at high heat. With some people, no problem. Other people are grabbing vegetables in different dishes. I was like, go ahead if you want to. Go ahead. See what happens to you. So I think it was ingrained to me to, there's no need to take that chance. You don't need the broccoli that bad. So I'm with you. Fruit's tougher. I would love get some fruit from HEB. But I'll wait. I can, like, if I have to go with prepackaged frozen vegetables and cook them. I mean, it's not what I want to do, but I can do that. But I don't like warm fruit anyways, so it's not like I would put anything in a cobbler or anything. It's just not for me. But I would just like to grab some fruit. They say bananas are better. Anything with like a thick, if they say hide, anything surrounding what you're actually going to eat, you should be fine. Not a banana guy. I don't like the texture. I'm an orange guy, so maybe I'll go with that. But anything cut up already, they say stay away. So we're in the same line of thinking. I'd rather be cautious than incapacitated on the toilet.
Exactly.
It's a pretty simple thing to gauge, to weigh. 6'7", 6'7", to weigh. What are you going to choose? I'm choosing the path of least time on the toilet. That's all. And if I'm too cautious, I'll be too cautious. And hey, perhaps let's not have an epidemic of that particular thing. Let's see if we figure it out. We'll see if I can get back to my kale salads in a couple weeks. Hopefully I can. We'll do the tiers of players in the NFL. Bill Barnwell has the article. We'll see where some of the Texans land. If the Texans had decided they wanted to trade one of their star players, what could they get back in return? We'll get to that when we come back.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.